Hello, and welcome to another bite-sized nugget of truth. The truth that we're going to begin to examine is the truth about faith. Now, in the late 80s and early 90s, a well-known slogan for Nike sneakers was used to almost triple their sales for sneakers. It was the phrase, "Just do it." In other words, don't just think about it, don't just talk about it, just do it. When it comes to the things of God, many people live in the place of, let's think about this and see if it really makes sense. If you're waiting for things to make total sense, you're missing the point of what faith is. Now, you may be thinking, are you talking about blind faith? And the answer to that question is a resounding no. As Christians, our faith is not blind, but it's based upon a relationship with Jesus. Now, there's a difference between blindly believing and believing in someone you know. That essence is the difference between religion and relationship. You see, in religion, you know about Jesus. But in relationship, you get to know Jesus on a personal level. And it's easy to have faith in someone who has already demonstrated his faithfulness and his love for you. Jesus demonstrated his love for you by giving his life for yours, granting you eternal life, empowering you to overcome sin. And the key to all of this is faith. Now, there's no better definition of faith than that which is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The things hoped for in this statement are the things that God has promised you in the Bible. You have a right to hope for what has been promised to you. The evidence of things not seen simply means that God is at work in the spiritual realm to bring to reality what you cannot see yet. Remember, we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. And that's why trying to intellectually reach God simply won't work. As Christians, faith is the only key to pleasing God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." If you will please God by faith, he will bless you abundantly in every area of your life. You see, our faith must be in Jesus and his calling and direction for our lives. As we follow him, we become more like him. Obviously, our faith begins with the assurance that we are saved or we're born again. Then it follows that we must have faith in his plan for our life. As I've said in the past, faith is impossible unless you know the will of God. Therefore, as God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit, we must, by faith, obey even when it doesn't make total sense to us. We have to just do it. Romans 12:3 says that we've all been given a measure of or a portion of faith. And you might believe that your faith is too little, but then listen to what Jesus said to his disciples when they complained of having too little faith. And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." You'll find that in Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 6. Now, you may not know, but the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds known. And yet, like the mustard seed, the smallest amount of faith will be able to release miracles in your life as you obey the Lord. Now, of course, the great difficulty with faith is that you must learn to put your faith in someone else. That's Jesus. When all of your life, you've trusted in yourself, you've trusted in other people. Maybe you've trusted in your job or the government or even your possessions. The problem is very much like the young person applying for a job and being told that they don't have the experience. Well, how are they to get the experience unless they are given the job and they do it? How can your faith grow if you trust in everything else but the Lord? You see, the only way that spiritual faith can grow is to begin to put your trust in God and see him come through in the small things. God's faithfulness then becomes a springboard for greater steps of faith. In other words, start with baby steps. Keep in mind whatever you believe or interpret that God is saying to you, that it cannot contradict his word, and that is the Bible. So finally, if you want things to change in your life, do something different. Release your faith in him. Just do it. Do it for Jesus. Please do follow or subscribe or share this message. Look forward to seeing you next time. May God richly bless you in the area of faith.